How about it?
We receive it.
You take it.
Yeah, man. First of all, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Yes.
I'm originally from St. Petersburg, Florida. Ended up in Chicago at a school called Moody Bible Institute. Yeah. And God would have me take over a very historic church in Chicago. I don't have time to tell you the story, but it's a God story. My predecessor, Reverend Clay Evans, led the church for 50 years.
Yeah, amen.
And he did not, in his own words, he didn't want to overstay his welcome. Wow. Stay long enough to build a church up and tear the church down.
Wow.
Church had been praying 5 years for a successor. Mm. And he had gotten hundreds and thousands of resumes. Mm-hmm. And when he named me the successor, he had never heard me or seen me do anything.
Wow.
And so I've been there 12 years. When I got there, 75 to 80% of the church was 75 or older, his age.
Right, right,
I was 24.
Right.
And so everybody was my grandmother and grandfather.
Yeah.
And it's years later, we've had thousands of new people. We've averaged about 1,000 people a year to come to Christ.
Wow.
And we've maintained the long timers while we welcome the newcomers all at the same time. And so it's been amazing.
When you talk about the ministry of Pastor Charles Jenkins, just describe to us the vision, or as the kids would say, the Facebook status of who you are in your ministry.
I would say inspiring love, igniting good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That word love means to hold in the highest regard, to have the highest form of concern. And Jesus, over and over again, talked about us loving one another and doing good.
Mm.
And so, and then I would say, you know, I'm out of the box.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm out of the box.
Yeah.
There's a piece I do. It's don't box me in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm liable to be anywhere.
Yeah.
I've got an all-access pass on every major thoroughfare. At this moment, I'm on assignment as the poetic police hitter lyrically strip search it down to your mental underwear. I'm looking for fear so I can chase it. Low self-esteem so I can erase it, or just a little faith so I can lace it with motivation, inspiration, so we can turn this meeting into a reinvent you orientation. Don't box me.
Love
it!
I can dig it, Reverend.
Don't box him in. Pastor Charles Jenkins, our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. So let's talk about the new single, Awesome.
Yes, sir.
And man, the lyrics just within itself are so heart-wrenching, just touching.
Mm-hmm.
Sets you in the atmosphere, takes you into the kingdom of God. But talk a little bit about that.
I was in my own personal worship time after a long day. And that word awesome, it means to be in awe of something.
Mm-hmm.
Or to be in awe of somebody. And I was at one of those places when I was just thinking about God, and I had no words.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
I had no words. And I was just thinking of all that he was and all that he has done and all that he had kept me through and made happen. And I just started thinking about the mountains that he was moving, situations and people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was
yes.
thinking about valley situations and how I was being preserved and kept and able to be a blessing even while I was bleeding. And and how he hid me from circumstance,
right.
hide me from the rain.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
yes.
old folks say he'll keep you from danger seen and unseen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And all I could come up with, he's just awesome.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
And so there it is.
You can't box him in.
Can't box him in.
Pastor Charles Jenkins.
Man.
Yeah, my man.
God bless you, everybody.
All right, still to come, Dr. Marvin Sapp, Damon Little will join us all aboard the One Love Gospel Cruise on the Norwegian Star on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.